I've been talking during this week about foreign aid, about development in the world and the way the world is improving. And I can be optimistic about Ghana. You can also be optimistic about Nepal. It's a very tolerant country. There are two big religions, Buddhism and Hinduism, but there's also Muslims. And they live together very amicably. In fact, they've got this great idea that if there's a Buddhist holiday, everybody should have the day off. And then a Hindu holiday, the same. And here comes Eid, we'll have another day off. They've got so many bank holidays. But then they work on a Sunday, so I suppose they're entitled to give themselves a day off. But one of the things about them that I wanted to, there are two things really to pick out. One is their great affection for the British. They really do like us. They like the British because the British put India into the empire, but Nepal they left alone. And they like us because of the Gurkhas and the work that they give their fine young soldiers. And they like us because we did Everest. We had two goes at it, Mallory and then eventually Hillary and Tenzing. But the progress that they've made thanks to international aid is the thing that people need to understand. Aid works. And in Nepal, that works in two special fields, education and health. And lots of that is thanks to the British DFID, Department for International Development, and the huge amount of support that Nepal gets from the British government. In fact, no, from the British people. In fact, the British taxpayer, you and me, Gordon. I spent three years there with VSO, and they want doctors, health workers, teachers, classroom assistants, and broadcasters.